Every good we possess comes from God, and we should neither use our eyes, nor our ears, nor anything we possess, but in strict subserviency to His will. This is a quote coming to you from Adam Clark. In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Striving for the Mastery. In this particular broadcast, we will use as our main text, Proverbs 20, verse 12, which says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." Now, for the purpose of this broadcast, we will deal specifically with the hearing ear. Now, considering the constant voices that are coming from the world, from the media, the government, the entertainment field, from science, we have to ask ourselves this question: how important is it that God's people have ears to hear what He is saying? God is speaking. Can you hear Him? In the midst of absolute chaos, He is the only one who can speak peace in the midst of the storm. And if there ever was a time to hear what God is saying to the churches, it is now. The problem is, how many of God's people have their ears tuned to the truth? How many are without ear problems? Okay, going to our main text, Proverbs 20, verse 12, it says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." Now, we will be dealing with the hearing ear in this message. The hearing ear, it is one of the principal means of gaining knowledge. This is how we gain knowledge, through our ears, through the hearing ear. It's the organ through which wisdom enters into our heart. Proverbs 2:2 says, "So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom." This is how we receive wisdom into our heart, through the hearing ear. Another thing we can say about it is it's God-given. It's to be used as God would have it to be used. God gave us ears not to entertain blasphemous words, but to hear His voice. And we should be deaf to all that might defile us or excite us to evil, but we should be open to His voice. Another thing we can say about the hearing ear is that it is an obedient ear. It hearkens to God's law or His word and to the directions of His government. It hears and receives the word. It tries what it hears by the word. It can distinguish truth from error, and it practices what it hears. And lastly, the hearing ear, what we can say about it is it's an open ear. We see this in Psalm 40, verse 6, where David said, "Mine ears hast thou opened." What he was talking about was he was saying that God has made me able and eager to hear His law. He has opened mine ears. Also, the open ear is a sign of personal commitment to Christ. It speaks in this psalm about Jesus. When He said, "Mine ears hast thou opened," it was talking about His commitment to go to the cross. "Not my will, but thy will be done." And in our case, it's talking about our personal commitment to Christ. Now, what's important here is that the level of your hearing God's word, God's voice, is in proportion to your level of commitment to Christ. You may wonder sometimes, why is it that this person or that person, they can hear so clearly from God and I can't? Well, you have to ask yourself, what's the level of your commitment to Christ? When the level of your commitment is very high, then you will be able to hear very clearly from the Lord. So many have closed or shut their ears because they have little or no commitment to Christ. So the level of hearing from God is in proportion to your level of commitment to Christ. So I ask you these questions. Do you have a hearing ear? Is it an obedient ear? Is it an open ear, open to all of God's truth? I say that because there are many today that want only portions of the truth. They don't want the whole Bible. They don't want the parts about hell. They don't want to hear about God's wrath and judgment. They just want to hear the smooth things, the comforting words. So is your ear an open ear, open to all of God's truth? In other words, do you have ears to hear? Now, when we look over the New Testament and we see in Jesus' recorded teachings, we find him constantly repeating certain clauses. After a teaching, he would say things like this: he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. He used these proverbial expressions, implying that the highest attention was required, that the people needed to give their deepest attention to what he was saying. These were things that required serious consideration. And to understand them, it required an open ear. But notice what Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear. What's implied in his words is the fact that not everybody has spiritual ears. Some have ears to hear, some do not. Then we go to the book of Revelation, and we see that here Jesus appears to John. Jesus is now in his glorified state, and he appears to John and gives him messages, seven messages for seven churches, to the church of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. And he gives them each specific messages, but at the end of each message, he repeats. He says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now notice, when he was on the earth, he said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. But now that he's gone to be with the Father, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So now he is speaking to the churches, and he's speaking to the church at large, to us today, and he's saying the same thing. He that has an ear, let him hear. Only he adds, what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So he's calling for that same solemn attention, that we need to pay attention to what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches today, saying to you and me. In Mark 4:24, Jesus said, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. Take heed what you hear. Some commentators said it should be translated, take heed how you hear. So whether you look at it as take heed what you hear, take heed how you hear. What Jesus was saying is consider well what you hear. Attend to it. Give it a due regard. And may it have its due influence upon you. May you make a good improvement of it. And then he added, he said, to you that hear shall more be given. So the measure by which you give attention to what the Lord is saying, that's the measure by which he's going to give you more knowledge in return. If you attend to what Jesus is saying by his Spirit, he will give you further knowledge. He will give you deeper truths. He will give you divine mysteries. And oh, how we need to hear from the Spirit of God today. We need deeper truths in the midst of this insanity in our world today, in the midst of lies and confusion and evil. We need, as the church, to hear from the Holy Spirit. We need to hear deeper truths and mysteries that will confound the enemy. A.T. Robertson's word picture said, some things should not be heard at all, for they besmirch the mind and heart. What is worth hearing should be heard rightly and heeded. The People's New Testament commentary said, our ears should be deaf to evil counsel. We should hear attentively, earnestly, and devoutly the word of the Lord. There are some things that Christians have no business listening to because they defile you. But we certainly need to have our ears open to the word of the Lord. In John 10, Jesus said, in John 10, 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice. They listen to my voice. This is the characteristic of sheep. They hear the voice of their shepherd. And Jesus said, my sheep, I'm the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. They hear it day by day. Their ears are open to my voice. And in the Old Testament, hearing God's voice meant heeding his message. They don't just hear it, they do it. They follow it. They follow the shepherd. In Psalm 95, 7, the psalmist said, today, if you will hear his voice, today, what I hear is being said is that God is speaking today. Today, if you will hear his voice. And there are other voices today that are speaking. There are other shepherds that are speaking. There are other shepherds that are trying to draw the church into their fold. There are other shepherds like the government, media, science, psychology, culture, the crowds, what's popular, trying to draw the church in, suck the church in to their fold. These are false shepherds. There are other voices that are speaking, but the psalmist said, today if you will hear his voice, meaning God's voice. So I ask you, whose voice will you hear? Who is indeed your shepherd? Whose voice are you following? Charles Stanley said, when we stop listening to him, meaning Jesus, we get into trouble. Isn't that the truth? And the reason why some of God's people are having a problem hearing from him today is because they have ear problems. The Bible addresses such ear problems. Number one, the first one is being dull of hearing. Matthew 13, 15 and Hebrews 5, 11 talks about being dull of hearing. This is when the people of God, they receive truth slowly. It's as if their ears are stopped up with other selfish worldly interests. They have sloth and negligence in their lives and depraved affections that are stopping up their ears. They were once earnest and zealous, but they have become dull in spiritual things. Perhaps you know someone like this. Maybe I'm speaking to you. At one time, you were able to hear so clearly the voice of the Lord, but now you have a problem hearing from Him. You have a problem. You've become dull in spiritual things because you have allowed other interests to come into your heart. The second ear problem that the Bible addresses is when the people of God turn away their ears from the truth. And I add, because it condemns them. 2 Timothy 4:4 addresses this problem, this ear problem, when the people of God turn their ears to avoid the truth. They don't want to hear it. And they go shopping, so to speak, for a more favorable message somewhere. To what they're looking for, something that's easier to hear. They're looking for something that flatters them. That's the big word today. Flatter me, preacher. Flatter me. It flatters them. They're looking for a message that flatters them rather than reproves their way of life. They have a lust in their heart. Lust. Lust for inoffensive preaching. Tell me what I want to hear. Don't tell me what I need to hear. They have ear problems, turning away their ears from the truth. And lastly, the Bible addresses itching ears. We find this in 2 Timothy 4:3. Paul talked about those that would have itching ears, itching for something that's pleasing or gratifying, something new, something that has variety in it. And they go around looking for teachers who don't offend them, who amuse them, flatter them, gratify their wants and desires, and who in no way disturb their lusts. But in Hebrews 12:25, we hear the warning. It says, "See that you refuse not him that speaketh." How many today are refusing him that's speaking of God? How many are refusing God who's speaking by being dull of hearing, turning away their ears from the truth, and they have itching ears? Now, in closing, the way to avoid these ear problems, the way to keep your ears open and healthy and listening to God is found in Psalm 85:8, where the psalmist said, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly." I will hear what God the Lord will speak. God is speaking. He is the Lord. He's entitled to be heard, and he's expecting to be heard, especially from his people, his saints, his sheep. Here the psalmist had a sincere resolve. He said, "I will hear. I will hear. I have a made up mind. I resolve. I'm going to hear. I want to hear what God is saying. I'm a listener." And this is the proper attitude of every saint, of every child of God. If you're one of his people, you should have a listening ear, a listening attitude. Your ears are open. This is your life. You live a life of listening. You understand that my life is a life of listening, not to man, not to self, not to the world, but to God. I live a life of listening. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. The preacher's homiletic commentary said, "Let the willing ear be ours." How much we lose by the closed ear. And then the psalmist went on after he said, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak." He went on to say, "For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints." He will speak peace. God is the only one that can speak peace in the midst of the storm. And oh, are we ever in a storm today in the nations of the world? We need God to speak peace to the troubled spirits. He's the only one that can. He's the only one. How many people are troubled today? How many people are in distress today? We need God to speak peace to his church, to his people. Notice he said, and to his saints. These are the ones that have hearing ears. They have obedient ears. They have open ears. And then the psalmist went on to say, he said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people, unto his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. There's a warning here. God will speak peace to your troubled spirit, but don't turn again to folly. Don't go back to following your own ways. Don't refuse to listen to God. Don't follow the ways of this world and carnal reasoning. God has peace. He wants to speak peace to your troubled spirit, to his church today. But let them not turn again to folly. The church desperately needs to hear from God. You and your family desperately need to hear from God in this hour. God, the Lord, is speaking. His sheep, the ones who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, they're the ones that are hearing, and they're willing to obey. They're willing to stand for the truth, no matter the cost. Let me ask you, is that you? Are you one of his saints? Is that you? Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Striving for the Mastery. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will walk in the truth every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.